Fess Up with Liz and Nikki, a Go Loud original podcast.
Sponsored by Fifth Avenue Clinic, here to help you feel your absolute best. With over 17 years of beauty innovation excellence, see fifthavenue.ie for more.
Go Loud sounds better with us.
Welcome back to this week's episode of Fess Up.
With me, Liz Dwyer.
And me, Nikki Dwyer. And with special thanks to our gorgeous sponsors, Fifth Avenue Clinic, where looking good means feeling amazing. Time-tested beauty experts for 17 remarkable years. For more, see fifthavenue.ie.
So this week on the pod, we will be talking about our usual aesthetic advice and the latest trends and tweakments. And we have a Carla, who's going to come on later. Carla is known on social media as half a Carla because she lost half her body weight. And she has documented the whole process online. And she's had a hugely transformative journey. And not just in terms of weight loss, she also has done loads of aesthetic work, which I only just found out about 2 weeks ago. I was like, she looks far too natural. But Nikki was like, she's done loads. So we're going to find out about everything that she has done over the last 2 years.
And like, we're going to talk to her about skin surgery. We're going to talk to her about face loss, weight loss on your face, what it means to your face, all that kind of fun stuff.
Fun stuff. It depends on your idea of fun.
Well, I mean, for the, you know, for the population who are literally decreasing in size, this is like a really relevant conversation.
Exactly. And no Ozempic involved.
No Ozempic involved on this, but so this is the balance conversation.
Exactly. So let's crack on with our celeb watch of the week.
Oh my God, I love this.
Yes, me too. Love it.
This particular one. Yeah. I love this one.
Yes.
Lindsay Lohan.
Oh my God, she looks bloody brilliant for the first time in 100 years. So my very first job, one of my earlier jobs in media was on a magazine, teenage girls magazine called Kiss. And
does that still exist?
No. Long gone. She was our cover girl all the time. It was her, Paris Hilton and Britney. They were our Kendall and Gigi and Bella Hadids all the time. And we were so obsessed with them. And then she obviously went completely off the rails and went bananas. But let's talk about just her physical looks is like the change in her. She doesn't change dramatically. She just looks like so much better, polished, groomed, beautiful version of herself.
She looks amazing. Yes. Can we just say she looks amazing?
She looks amazing.
And for me, this is actually, for anybody who wants to know the difference between good tweakments.
Yes, and bad tweakments.
And bad tweakments. Take a look at our Instagram, Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah.
This is the difference between a good injector.
And a bad injector.
And a
bad. But it's not just the injection. She's done a few things, right? And it's all of Ireland and all Irish women who are of the kind of Celtic skin type could learn from her, right? First of all, she's gotten rid of the fake tan, okay?
I don't know if I'm ever going to part with the old fake tan.
It's gotten rid of it, but she's certainly toned it down and she's embraced her natural paleness, right? She's probably got loads of body makeup on or whatnot. So she's dumped that. Her hair colour is very changed. It's no longer that kind of
brassy blonde.
Brassy blonde, or she used to go down the really fiery red colour, like a really like overly dyed red hair. And she's kind of somewhere in the middle, like they're really lovely copper tones and it really suits her. Then her tweakments have been totally changed. She's gotten rid of the mouth, the
ridiculous lip
filler. She looks like she's had a full face of Botox, maybe a little bit of brow lift, possibly a bit of a bleph, I'd say an upper bleph going on. She looks incredible, basically. Best she's looked since she was in that movie Parent Swap or something 30 years ago.
Do you know what it is? She used to have really overfilled puffy cheeks.
Yes.
Really overfilled jaw, which made her actually look kind of masculine.
Yeah.
She used to have really overfilled lips that were all
over the
red.
Top. But look, at the same time, she was also probably going over the top in the partying as well. I mean,
yeah, she was like obviously
going a bit mad at it as well. And I think she's very clean living now and she's married now. The guy she married, she married. Oh my God, Joanna and Siobhan were on dates with them over in Dubai.
Our friends. Yeah. People who don't know.
So anyway, she married this guy and so she seems to have
the
turned
the
corner. Yeah.
Do you know, she looks very elegant and
Hollywood. Old school.
She looks beautiful. Mm. Muted.
Yeah.
But in a stunning, very refined way. Yeah. And I think we could all learn a little from it. But it's also right, like when she was doing Botox and fillers 10 years ago.
The first time. Yeah.
And I mean, so the treatments and tweakments have all been refined.
Yes.
And also I'd say she's clean. Yeah. Definitely on the Ozempic as well.
She's had a wash. I always thought she looked a bit dirty.
But that's because the fake tan on the skin gets stuck in the
hairline. Yeah, and she was freckly as well. So it all just was too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, layers and layers of pigment. Anyway, so well done, Lindsay. You look great.
You look amazing. Thumbs up from us.
Okay, Ed, in the rate ball this week. Now, please give us a nice one because we don't have a lot of time. Go.
Right.
What treatment have you got for
us? I'm going to rattle this. Sorry, it's very quiet rattling today. Acne. What is it? Acne laser?
Yes.
All right, okay. Well, this is not just a million different types of acne laser. So, okay. I mean, actually, we need to break this down because there's three different types of acne laser. You have one for the acne.
Yeah.
You have one for the scarring. And you have one, which is actually not even acne laser at all. It's actually a surgical treatment that you do with other treatments, subcision. So let's start with the one for actual acne. So this is a new... Well,
there are other ones, but these are the...
Yeah, the kind broad
of,
brush strokes.
These are the three kind of market leaders, if
yes,
you will.
Broad brush strokes. The newest one on the market is called AviClear. Okay, in America, every clinic in America has this now. Only one clinic in Ireland has it, of course.
Where is it in Ireland?
Beacon Dermatology.
Yeah.
And so AviClear is the first device, treatment, whatever you want to call it, that targets the follicle, not just the follicle, pardon me, the sebaceous gland, okay? Mm. All the other lasers that are out there in the market, all the other treatments, they target the skin surface and they target the dermal layers. Nothing targets the sebaceous gland.
To your knowledge.
To my knowledge. So this has a wavelength that goes into the sebaceous gland and kills the sebaceous gland, basically. Well, it doesn't kill it, but it kind of deactivates the sebaceous gland. Mm. So whereas...
Surely we need sebaceous glands though.
Well, it depends. If you're on your... I mean, in the rest of your body, yes, but... Probably don't need the ones that are overactive, that the ones, you know, that keep getting reinfected and so forth. So it is very popular in America and I'm sure it won't be long before it's everywhere here. They just probably need a good rep to come over here and get it into all the clinics. So that's the kind of the newest one on the and that's for active acne. Okay, so
AviClear deals active acne. I'm out the other side of acne and I have scars. What do I do?
Okay, so you can do... You can do either the surgical option or we can do the laser option. Okay, so the laser options you have out there, there's loads of clinics that offer packages, right? Like acne scarring packages. And that's good because you do need to deal with this layers, basically, in a layered approach.
It also depends on the type of scarring you have. So some people will have raised lumpy scars.
Yes.
Other people have the pitted marks are the hardest ones to treat.
And then others have a pigment mark as well. So again, like, it's not that clear. So don't be diagnosing yourself. Make sure you do this the right way and get a dermatologist or an acne specialist to decide what one.
There are lasers that treat all of those scars.
There is. Okay. And sorry, they're not, by the way, you're not going to walk out with new skin overnight. It takes generally all of these treatments, no matter which one you sign up for, you're looking at 3 to 6, maybe even more sessions over the course.
Depends how bad your skin is.
A couple
of
months. Yeah, exactly. You'll probably be doing it with clinical skincare. You might be adding microneedling. You might be adding PRP.
And some of them need filler. Like some of them, you have to fill those pop-holes.
You'll fill them in the minute, at the end of your treatment journey. And often then as well, you're going to be using clinical skincare. So you can do any of the kind of microneedling fractionated lasers. They generally work to, resurface. You want to resurface the skin. You want to resurface
or break down scar tissue.
Break down scar tissue.
Microneedling and the radio frequency comes involved.
Yes, but to be honest, I think, again, from my anecdotal evidence of saving it over the years, particularly for men, I think actually the lasers and the really aggressive like Fraxels, the carbon monoxide lasers work quite well. For women, it's slightly different. Like our skin is much more fragile and obviously we're wearing makeup and stuff like that.
As well.
Yeah, so I think for women, like the lasers and stuff are great, but if you have really deep acne scars, I really think you should consider looking at like the subcision treatment. Okay,
what is a subcision treatment?
So it's a surgical treatment where generally it should be a dermatologist doing it. There's very few dermatologists in Ireland that do it, of course. I'll put up a few on our Instagram. Off the top of my head, Rosemary Coleman, Cal Condon and Geraldine do it. So the dermatologist or the surgeon gets a scalpel and they go under the skin, or they can use a needle. They can go under the scar, the acne in question, and they kind of break down those little fibers that hold
connecting the
break down the scar tissues that pulls the puckering. They effectively pucker the skin. So once they break down, then that scar can be, that skin can raise back up. Yeah, exactly.
So to explain this in another way, if you imagine the pages of a book that is like the layers of your skin, and when you have maybe a spot that comes up through those pages and then heals, often the pages of the book are stuck together.
Yeah.
And that's what causes this potted, picked mark, right? And the problem is there's no mobility behind that scar because the layers of skin are stuck together. So what you're saying this subcision effectively does is goes in with a little scalpel or needle, something or other.
And pulls those pages apart.
Basically separates those pages so that there's movement on the top and then your skin can heal.
And it can bounce back. But now a lot of doctors then will also add a little bit of filler on top there as well. They pop a little bit of filler into the hole and then they might add in a bit of PRP as well. So, I mean, it's not a, there's no such thing as an acne laser. There's loads of different lasers, loads of different treatment types. The most important thing is to get the right diagnosis and then you can figure out where to go.
And also combining it with antibiotics, like people who are going...
Well, actually, you can't get laser if you're on Roaccutane. You can't, you have to wait. I think you have to be 6 months off Accutane before you can go down laser treatment. And other antibiotics can make your skin more sensitive. So you have to be really careful with this.
Yeah, so it has to be properly prescribed.
And also teenage acne versus adult acne. You know, there's so many different nuances. Drop us a DM if you need more specific advice on this. But we have to move on now because we've got Carla coming in.
Welcome to the Fess Up Hot Seat, Carla Pierre Fitzgerald.
Welcome.
AKA half of Carla.
That's it.
How are you?
Hot Carla.
Hot Carla.
Oh, thank you.
It's change your Instagram.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. Hot Carla.
I'll take Hot Carla.
Yeah, fuck's sake.
I'll take Hot Carla.
If Emily in Paris can change from Emily in Paris to Emily in Rome, you can change.
Oh, is that happening?
Yeah.
Oh, where have I been?
You can be like, I'll change it to hotter half of Carla.
I'll take that. The hotter half of Carla.
The hotter half.
Oh, love it.
So we invited you on because I saw a post that you did on Instagram. And it was so funny. People are like, oh, you're such a natural beauty and you're so hot and you just wake up and you just look like that. And you were like, haha, lols, that's absolute horseshit.
Lolfish.
I have. Yeah. I've done one or two little things just to preserve the hot Carla image.
Just a few.
Okay. When did you, what, first of all, when did you?
37.
38
in December.
Yeah, why what?
Oh, I thought you were only about 27.
Oh, thanks very much.
Oh my God.
Because of all the filler and Botox.
All the filler. Oh, well, that's
it's because of all the stuff in my face.
Wow. Okay. Well, which we're going to get into now in a sec. But can we, before we jump into the aesthetics, can we just really quickly talk about the weight? Just very quickly.
Yes. Yeah,
so, okay. So obviously this is how you came into the public realm. You did this Instagram about losing half your body weight, hence half Carla.
Exactly.
And you did it all through the Body Slims program.
Correct.
Which we discussed last week. So I had not met Nikki New Carla, but I had not met you before, but I had met you virtually, as in on the Body Sims program. You used to come on and do these weekly
Carla's Corners
still to be nice. Do you still do them?
I still do them.
So I did the Body Sims program of my own volition
because to lose your 2 pounds and your
to lose
finger.
My 2 pounds and fuck me, I know you're an ambassador and I know you know, you are very pro, and I actually know loads of women who have done super well in it. Like one of my best friends literally lost half her body weight. Catherine Noon was on last week, Vicky was on. I know loads of women who have done incredibly well in it, and men actually as well.
Yep.
I of course on the anomaly
very
didn't
annoying.
Do anything.
There's a lid for every pot.
There's a lid for every, I was fucking marching up and down. I remember one point you had to walk an hour a day, right? That was
correct.
One of the premises of it.
Still do.
And
it's the deal.
It was like a there was like a gale force, you know, one of those orange weather warnings. It was like January and I was like pounding up and down Dunleary Pier like Forrest Gump in a gale force, orange weather warning. I'm probably about to get blown off the pier and going, what am I fucking doing? Like, what planet am I on?
There goes the Orin Ally sponsors for us.
Yeah. I was like, this is just so stupid. I was like, this is dangerous. Anyway, and then also I did all my calorie counting. I did everything I was supposed to. And I have to say, Jer, who was the kind of the mentor of the whole program, is the most annoying man like on the planet. He's like, he's actually needs to get an award for being the most annoying man on the planet. But I think that's how it works. He gets into your brain. He's like a brain worm. And like, everything you do, you go, well, Jer wouldn't like this now. Jer would
As he's saying himself, liking him is optional.
Yeah.
So you just have to do it and listen to him. And it's annoying because he will come into your head and you're like, oh, damn it, really, he is right.
And it is very logical. Like a lot of the stuff he says.
That's the thing. There's no bull crap with it.
And
there's no BS with BS,
yeah,
which
and there's
is annoying.
No, like he doesn't, like he's not like, oh, like, you know, be nice to yourself. He's like, no, you're on a diet. You're not to be nice to yourself. This is just.
Oh, no, you are to be nice to yourself.
Ish.
No, you are.
No, he's like, you're on diet now. You're in the airport. I love that analogy. He's like, you're in the airport. The airport is the
traveling.
The departure lounge.
Yeah, and the destination is where we want to get to. So we kept going on about that. No, but I did it. And I actually behaved for the first time in my life because he kept going on about the ID and the ego and all this kind of stuff.
Super
and I was
ego.
Like, yeah, my super ego is the problem. I was like, well, I'm going to shut you down.
I can confirm that. Your super ego is the fucking problem.
Yeah.
But it's interesting how it's still all stuck with you though.
Yeah, it's still stuck with me. But the weight
still
stuck.
Walk every day.
No, the fucking weight still stuck onto me as well. That by the end of it, I was so frustrated. That's when I was like, right, I'm getting my hands in a big. Anyway, we're not going into that conversation again.
Did you?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
How did that go?
Yeah, it was great. It was wonderful. It was much easier than fucking Jer in the air.
Did you not have any really adverse effects?
Loads of horrible ones, yeah.
Yeah, because my friend just tried it for the first time.
But I didn't care. It was less side effects than fucking nearly killing myself in the pier. I know. Jer in the air.
You know you can walk on a treadmill as well.
Yeah, I know.
But indoors.
Yeah, I don't have a treadmill.
Oh, but there's gyms, I'm sure.
Yeah, I know.
Very close to you.
It's not the same. Yeah. Anyways.
There is always, these are challenges, not obstacles.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Challenges, not obstacles.
The point is, it worked for you. And not only did it work for you, it's completely changed your life, right?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Body Sims is a phenomenal program. It's the first time that I've ever done something where it made logical sense and it was easy to follow. It was not easy to do, but it was easy to follow.
But you did a load of other stuff work as well. Like, you know,
like yourself, I did mental health work. Yeah, I did therapy as well, which was like, that was the catalyst.
Yeah.
Like, that's what started me being leaving.
Yeah.
That I was able and worthy to do it. Yeah. That this was like my whole life. I lived with negative self-talk. I was the most horrendous person to myself.
Do you still negative self-talk?
Yes, but I can catch it now.
Can you?
I can catch it.
With filler?
What? No, I literally catch it. Like, literally, like, no, okay, no, that's not.
Bat that away.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, I hear you, but I don't want to deal with that.
I need to do that. I like spend all day long talking badly to myself. And I always hear that voice saying, if this was somebody else, would you be that mean to them, you know? And
yes. He's like, yeah, yes, you would.
Yeah, you fucking would be.
Sure, she comes in today. She's like, Ed, you look wrecked. What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
I'm sorry you didn't say anything to me about the way I looked when I walked in. Oh, thank you very much.
I'm honest.
I'm a guest.
And you know, if you get a compliment from me, it is 100% truthful because I do not.
They're as rare as hen's teeth, let me tell you.
Anyway, we have to get on to Carla. Not, this isn't to here to, you know, whatever the word is.
But I do recommend them, obviously, like I am an ambassador, but I did pay for all of the rounds that I did to lose weight myself, like way before they even knew who I was. Yeah. I did it.
And your sister did it as well.
My sister did it first. Yeah. And I sat back when I watched her doing, she lost 92 pounds on it and I watched
92
her.
Pounds? Yeah. Oh, that is outrageous.
I watched her going and I was like, this is a cult. She's going to put it back on again.
Yeah.
You know, and then I was like, maybe I might give this a go. And I was, when I was ready, and when I was ready, that's when I was ready. And I was like, I'm done with this. I am done holding this body that I've created a barrier between myself and the world. This is a physical representation of how awful I feel about myself. And I wanted to change it and I wanted to take it off. And Body Sims helped me to take it off. And I was done.
Okay.
But I was dedicated.
So that's the weight side of the equation.
That's the weight, okay? Yeah.
And I mean, you're going to be doing your own podcast about the weight side equation. And if you want to learn more, you can just go on to your...
We might be.
You're going to go on, you can go on to your Instagram and you can learn all about it. But I want to talk about the aesthetic side of things. When you lost weight, what happened in terms of, like, I mean, apart from not the weight side of things, your face, did your face change?
My face changed dramatically.
Yes.
So
For the better or for the worse, in your opinion?
For the worse, I looked older. I looked a bit sick, a bit gaunt. Because you lose so much body. Like, nobody has a clue, really, until you've had, like, I lost 183 pounds.
Oh, wow. So, what's that in stones?
That's me. That's 13, my whole body.
Three. Huh?
13 stone three.
That's my whole, that she lost me.
So you lost Nikki.
Yeah.
Wow. So like, a lot of person to lose.
It's a lot of person to lose. Yeah. Like when you think about the impact of that, like on
your
face.
Yeah.
So I had quite a baby face.
Yeah.
Because it was quite round and quite full. I'm not saying I was ugly. There was nothing, like, I was very pretty, but I had a large, full face. And when I lost all of that, I lost any of my youth and ended up looking very skinny and very gaunt.
Okay.
Have you ever seen the astronauts in space and what happens when they, so literally it's the, I'm going to put this as part of our Instagram, but like there's a female astronaut and she's under like a G4 simulator.
Oh yeah.
Literally it just goes to show what happens. So when gravity takes hold of your face and your fat pads all disappear and like you literally just, you just age instantaneously.
So quickly,
Yeah, that's what I felt like happened.
Yeah.
Because I was 14 months. It was 14 months I lost all of my weight. So
that's a stone a month almost.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, like when I say I was dedicated.
You really were.
And that impact then, because you know, like everyone talks about Ozempic face.
Yeah.
Like I didn't, Ozempic wasn't a thing when I was losing weight.
It was just weight loss face.
It's just weight loss face. Yeah. You know, like it's weight loss face and the impact, like I didn't feel as beautiful as I wanted to.
You thought
with
you would.
All the work that I had done.
Okay. Like, so then you said, right, I'm going to go down a little aesthetics journey now, did you?
Yes.
Okay, go on, tell us.
Was that like a treat yourself for like pat on the back? I've lost all the weight and now I'm going to...
There was a couple of things. The first one was really that I find, like, obviously to change that kind of gaunt look, I wanted to see, because, you know, when we think about tweakments, there's a lot more information, obviously, with you guys out now, like, you know, taking over everyone. Well, you know, like with the likes of you guys, people are speaking about it more, but, you know, even I've been only doing this for 2 years, like getting any kind of tweakments done. And, you know, you think you just get Botox. That's what everyone thinks. It's just a Botox. Mm. You know, you just shove a needle in your face and it's everything's going to be fixed. But I had no idea what I was doing. So I was like, maybe I'll just get a little bit of something for the lines, you know, that are appearing. And a friend of mine is a dermatology nurse.
Oh, great.
And she, obviously being a dermatologist.
Do you want to name drop her?
I don't know if I
can. You're like, go on.
I don't know if I can name drop her, but.
Yeah, yeah. Erica.
But she, like I met her online, and when I saw her in person for the first time, I was like, oh my God, you're so beautiful. And she's like, yes, that's because of Dr. Sana. And I was like, who is Dr. Sana? So being a dermatology nurse, Erica, obviously anything that she has done, she'd be highly scrutinized.
Yes.
And she only trusts Dr. Sana Askari from Sitara Medical to do anything. So I was like, right, sign me up. Let's go. Let's see what we have to do.
Okay.
Went for my first.
This is 2 years ago.
Okay. This is the summer 22.
Yeah.
I went and I was like, what do we do?
Yeah. Sign me up.
Sign me. What? Now, I was petrified of needles as well. So like I had a massive
had
a massive fear of needles.
Over it.
Completely over it. And
now they're your best friend. You're like, jab me.
What else can you stick me with? It's basically every time I stick there, like another needle.
Yay.
But she sat like. She did the assessment. What I loved about Dr. Sana was the first thing she said was, I have a line over my eyebrow and it's in my family. My mom has it. My mom is one of the most beautiful women you'll ever meet and was a beauty in her early 20s as well. Like when my dad met her, she was a model in the 60s, you know, so, but she...
Good genes.
I have good genes, but she has this really deep line above her eyebrow. And I was like, I want to prevent that happening. And so I was like, can you Botox that? And Sana said, no, I can't because of the X, Y, and Z with you. And I was like, oh, okay.
It's your physiology.
Yeah. We have somebody who's not going to do something just for the sake of it. Yeah. This is not, you know, Gina in her caravan in the back of her car.
Yeah,
like,
back of Lizzie Littfiller is my analogy.
Exactly. This is somebody who knows about
anatomy.
Yes.
Physiology. She's a dermatologist, right?
She is a dentist.
A dentist.
Yeah. But has only been an aesthetic doctor. And
the dentist, actually, people give the dentist a bit of flack, but like the dentist spent all their medical training just doing facial anatomy.
Exactly.
And I have no problem with dentists being in aesthetics as long as they do aesthetics all the time. I have a problem with dentists doing a side hustle on a Thursday night, throwing on a Botox clinic for some extra squids.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I know we all need to do a book, but they're just doing that as
a guarantee if you were or a dentist, when, you'd like, be doing it for extra squids.
I know my sister went to have, like my sister has a massive fear of the dentist. And I remember one day she went to go have a tooth extracted and they were like, do you want me to stick you with a bit of Botox? She's like, no, that's not what Dr. Sana is. Sana is a full-time
cosmetic doctor.
She has seven clinics across Ireland and the UK and she's like very young but has like
she's on it.
She knows what she's doing.
So what did she do?
Botox was the first
where
one.
Where did she do the Botox, do you know?
The top of my forehead, crow's feet in between my
bunny lines.
Bunny lines was the first that we started off with, and then the big difference was the filler.
Yes.
That was to undo the volume loss.
So where did she put filler?
Cheeks and under eyes, temples, and chin.
Okay, and do you know what kind of filler she used?
Haven't a clue.
And do you know how much?
Haven't a clue.
You did a little sculpture as well though, didn't you?
Well, that was after.
This
is only my starter. Oh,
and do you know what? Like, I think I could spot tweakments a mile away, but I didn't spot anything on you. I would have just thought that was your natural face.
Liz actually made a bitchy comment the other day because I said, Carla's going to come on. Liz was like, she's had nothing done.
Yeah, I did.
Very and nasty. I was like, well, I beg to differ. Look at this Instagram post. Yeah. So there you go. Good work.
Because I went in to have the radio frequency microneedling done, not knowing you can't have that with filler in another clinic. Yeah. And she was like, well, obviously you've got no filler. And I was like, no, my face is full. And she's like, oh, you can't have this then.
Wow.
And she was like, I've never seen anybody with such natural filler.
Very good filler.
She was on like the RTE, you know, that one where they did like the taking like all the things about
body backyards. Fixing or something, isn't it?
Yeah, all the ones like fixing.
Catherine Thomas, who was on last week, we should
remember.
She
was. But she's also like renowned for doing the dissolving of lips.
Okay, we need to get her into Future Beauty.
Yes, she is amazing.
Okay,
so that was your foray into...
That was my first like
little tweak.
And okay, then
your gateway drug.
It was literally my gateway drug.
And then what happened?
I was like, what else can we do? Because I metabolize Botox really fast.
Yeah, me too.
So I'm a 3-monther. I have to have it done every 3 months.
Are you on the zinc citrate?
I don't know.
Yeah, so if you take zinc citrate a week beforehand and a week or two after.
I'd be taking it all the time.
Yeah, but it's particularly good for people who metabolize Botox really fast.
I need to write notes on this.
You work out a lot though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Citrate is very good for it. It stops the metabolism of it as fast. They say you get up to 30% longer.
Oh, wow. Mm. Oh, jeez. Mm. Fantastic.
On it.
I did not know that.
It's like a tenner. Happy days.
Oh, wow. Brilliant. And is it tablet?
Yeah, tablet.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Brilliant. So that's every three. And then we started with the skin booster.
Mm. Which one? Skin booster.
Yeah, yeah, under eye, and then the whole one around.
So that is a polynucleotide, effectively.
Is it?
Yeah,
I think it is.
Skin boosters. It is. Well, are no, are they not? Which one is?
It's hyaluronic acid.
Is it hyaluronic acid?
It's hyaluronic acid. Okay. And then,
but it's mixed with something. It's a cocktail with something else.
Mm. I should probably have known this.
Yeah.
Let me Google. Go on.
Yeah. See here, as you can say, I literally walk into the clinic. I'm like, stick my.
Yeah, but
face
it takes
with
a while to get that trust. I mean, you were okay because, but sometimes people go in too trustworthy. You know what I mean?
Like, it's because I had seen somebody.
Yes.
Who looked so natural, who looked like she'd never had anything done. And then when I
went to her,
when I
so
went,
this is all with Dr. Sana. So you're,
all, yeah, you I've see, only think, gone yeah. to Dr. Sana. Okay. She's the only woman, the only person who's injected my face.
Okay, grand.
Her so she, or one of her people in her clinic when
it's
I've been like.
It's a form of lycoprofilo.
Yes.
Yes, it's very like, it's different though. She recommended it for me because of younger skin as opposed to going with the profilo. There was a reason she went with the skin booster.
Is it cheaper?
No. I'm just looking at them here, yeah.
No, they're 300 grid.
It's less painful.
Yeah.
Than Profilo, apparently. And then we started with the Sculptra.
Okay.
Which I like.
So that's so strange that you went that afterwards. Where did you get Sculptra?
There as well.
Around your kind of...
Yeah, this is an audio medium, Carla. Around my mouth.
Yes.
Around my mouth and around kind of, and then like under my eyes.
Okay.
Like we did a lot.
On top of the filler.
Yes.
Okay, so Sculptra, for anyone listening, is actually really
old.
It was in between.
It wasn't like, this is not all on one
day. Yeah, of course, yeah. Because Sculptra is basically, it's the original biostimulator, actually. Do you know? Because I got Sculptra for my wedding. So that was 2010. So 14 years ago, I had Sculptra. Yeah, it's been around for a very long time. And it was kind of... It was the only other option back then other than filler. So, and Sculptra is like, it stimulates tissue, it stimulates production, stimulates collagen and so forth, but it also gives a bit of volume as well.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like somewhere between a hybrid of, it's not as voluminous as filler. It's not, the viscosity is much lighter, but it is a stimulant as well. And it was the original one. And now they've kind of, it's kind of back in fashion again, ironically.
Yeah.
So you had that over the filler.
Yeah, in between.
And what did it do for you?
I felt that it just kind of helped to plump everything nicely. Like I just felt a little bit more juicy.
Yeah.
That's juicy. You know, like I just felt like a little bit more youthful. Like that mixed with the skin booster felt like I kind of just looked a bit more youthful, a little bit brighter.
Okay.
Even.
So that was the magic sauce.
And then we did more. The temples was the kind of the second one that we went
for. Pull your hair back
for
a sec. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So,
because when you lose weight, people often don't think of it, but what happens is you lose this big dent here.
You get a dent.
It's very aging.
And it creates a shadow. Yeah.
And also use this fat pad here, so you end up with this sloping.
You're pointing to your chin.
Sorry.
Girls, we're on a podcast.
Yeah.
But she also said, then we kind of started experimenting with some more Botox. So we do the side of my
mouth
to stop the resting bitch face.
Yeah.
And another one here to
even
out.
Your lip.
Yeah.
So for anyone listening, I mean, everyone's listening.
under the lips.
Pointing to, it's the little dimple just above your chin. And what
also
that
good
does,
for that peely look.
Yeah, it gets rid of the orange peel skin when they do a little Botox there.
Yeah.
And then you can put Botox on either corner of your outer lips and it gets rid of that downturn
Yeah.
Puss face, as mum used to call it. Get rid of that puss face.
Yeah.
Well, fact,
that yeah. But that's you, like with age and with volume loss from weight loss, your face just naturally starts to droop. So it just kind of lifts it back
ever
up again.
Slightly, yeah. I get a dot of filler on the outer corners of my mouth and it does the same thing as Botox, but it lasts a bit longer.
And I get filler here and here.
Which, Nikki, tell us where you're pointing to.
Sorry, either side of my nostril.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
A dollop either side of my nostril. Because I get this, my nasolabial fold basically hangs.
So it lifts it then.
Lifts it without giving me monkey mouth.
Yes.
So I got a little.
Didn't you used to get Botox inside your mouth?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, inside here for that.
Does that
for
do that? Anything?
Well, for those, it's kind of like a lip flip. It's like, it's a
reverse lip flip. Yeah, okay.
But yeah, it does. Yeah. Like, all I can see when I look at myself at the moment is I need the I'm supposed to actually go in for Botox this morning and then my appointment was cancelled.
She was devastated. She was so grumpy. And I was like, you're actually going away tomorrow. I was like, it's a good thing you're not going on.
I actually didn't care going away. I looked like a stick injury model, but like, I didn't care. I was like, just give me the Botox. Oh, 100.
My car died in the NCT. And the thing I was most upset about was the fact that I had to cancel my Botox appointment that was after that.
Oh yeah.
And I especially when they're like towed from the NCT. And the thing I was most upset about was
your car broke down in the NCT test center.
My car.
They broke your car?
They broke my car.
They did not.
Yeah, they broke the key and the immobilizer. Yeah, it was.
Did they pay for it?
Of course not.
Oh my God.
They did kindly refund me the €55 for the thing and then I had to pay it again.
No.
Oh my God.
I'm a little bit salty about that. But anyway, it's fine. It was fixed. And the next day I got my Botox and my filler and my profiler or my skin booster. So we got it done. So, but I've also had it done on my neck.
Oh my gosh, you've really progressed.
Oh, I tell you, I am what else can you do? So I've had it done my neck.
Oh, the neck is my favorite, the best.
And then my traps.
Yeah. You got your traps, your Barbie Botox.
Yeah,
to
increase my neckline.
No.
Look longer.
But you always wear high tops.
Not always.
No, okay.
No.
So how did you find the Barbie Tox?
Love it.
Did you?
I love it.
I think I need it too. Look
makes me look so
lads.
I'm in the gym pumping weights trying not to be menopausal. And all I get is these massive traps. And I was looking at myself yesterday. I was like, where do these I have traps?
Mine is from stress.
So I'm the same.
I sit with my shoulders around my ears constantly and it hurts. The only thing that she won't do for me is the
masseters.
Yes, for your
grinding.
Why not?
For grinding. Because of my volume loss, it will result in my face drooping more.
Yeah.
And then she'll have to do more. So she'll actually tell me.
She's like a great doctor who's like, that's exactly what you need. You need somebody to go, no, you don't need that.
Yeah.
You think you need that, but you don't need that.
Get out of the chair, Carla. You're finished.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what she'll.
And actually, the person that you can go into and say, fix me, and they will delicately do it bit by bit over a period of 2 years.
She is
that's
so
the magic sauce.
So much more of a less is more. We can always add. It's much harder to take away because.
But you look flawless now, to be fair. Yeah.
And you look very natural. Like genuinely, I said to Nikki last week, I was like, why is Carla going on? She said nothing done.
Yeah.
Nikki was like, uh-uh.
And then she was also recently did filler under just around my eye sockets.
Yeah. Are you spending an absolute fortune in this lady's office?
It's a fortune, but it's worth it because I never got to be young and the way I wanted to look.
Okay.
I never got to be, in my early 20s looking the way I wanted to. So I wanted to progress and prolong my youthfulness as long as possible. Okay. And aging and weight loss had a really negative impact on my face.
Okay.
And I wanted to kind of keep myself looking as good for
so it's worth it for you. You don't care.
For me, it's absolutely worth it.
Now you look like a big sexy ride. You're always a big sexy ride, but you look particularly ridey now.
Thank you.
Do you feel good?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
You do.
The last, the big one that I have to go is the skin removal.
Well, this is
do
this
it.
My next question was, you lose the weight on the face. Dealing with the face is one thing, but dealing with body after weight loss, extreme weight loss can be like a whole.
Oh, it's a journey.
Journey. Yeah. Have you done anything for the body?
Not yet. Okay. Oh no, sorry. I have. I have done Cool Sculpt.
Oh yeah.
I've done.
What do you think of that?
It's really worked for
me. What?
Cool Sculpt in around my knees.
Your knees?
My knees. Oh. My legs never caught up with the fact that I lost weight.
Okay.
Well, they never, often
sorry.
Liposis.
So my legs.
Yes.
I carried my weight everywhere, but I carried the majority of my weight, my ass, my stomach and my legs. My legs
are
huge.
Yes.
And my legs never really got
the memo.
Skinny. Yeah, they never got the memo.
Yeah.
So I dance. That's like my biggest hobby. My hobby is dancing, and I wear knee pads for dancing. And over the knee pads, I basically get a muffin top. If I wear knee high boots, if I wear knee pads, I get a muffin top. And we wanted to see if there was something that could be done with that. Yeah. And yes, the Cool Sculpt has helped with that. It's helped take down the fat pads around my knees.
Have you seen Tickle Lipo?
Sorry, what now?
Yeah, we're going to introduce you to a whole new world.
Okay.
Tickle Lipo.
Well, actually, that's an interesting thing about Cool Sculpt. Like, Cool Sculpt is good for pockets.
And tiny pockets.
It's pockets.
Yeah. It's not like people think, oh, I'm going to get it. Like, well, my whole waist is going
to
be transformed.
I tried to do it for my whole waist.
But actually, it is good for little pockets, as you said, like a knee pad or something like that.
Yeah, so we did over my knees and the inside of my knees.
Okay.
So they just never got the memo that I had lost weight. And you will like end up with pads of fat when you lose weight. Yes.
So you did the Cool Sculpting.
Anything else?
And now you're like, so are you on the journey now? Are you on the skin journey? Are you going to do the skin tightening?
I'm going to do the skin. Yes. Am I
skin tightening or skin removal?
Removal.
Where?
The States.
Where in your body?
Dr. Joseph, my whole body.
You're doing the full 360, are you?
I'm doing a 360 tummy lower body lift.
Yeah.
Which includes the legs, the bum, the fupa, the
You're doing
ass.
The full Monty.
I'm doing a breast lift with no
implant.
No implant, and I'm doing my arms.
Wow. Okay.
Ironically, I think the hardest of all those is the arms.
Okay. Let's just talk through the whole process. Okay. First of all, so you've lost 13.5 stone. How much skin? Like, how much skin are we talking here?
A lot of skin.
A lot of skin. Yeah, because like often you see post in those kind of surgeries, the skin on, they put a skin on the weighing scales and there's like a couple of stone of loose skin.
Yeah, like over. I'd say it's probably about 7 kg. So probably about a stone of,
okay.
of skin.
And have you, where did you, or how did you come across the surgeon?
Dr. Joseph Michaels is the most renowned belly button expert in the world.
Belly button expert.
He is the king of the belly button and the king of the breast lift.
Where is he based?
Maryland.
Maryland.
Maryland and Bethesda.
Okay. And have you been
the belly button
for a consultation?
I have had the start of the process.
Like online or in real life?
Online.
Okay. And you have to strip and do the whole show?
Well, we're not at that stage yet. We're at the how much is this going to cost me stage yet.
And can we ask how much is it going to cost?
About 50,000.
50?
Yeah.
I mean, by the, not the end of the world.
I
know people doing
facelifts
for 50 grand.
I can't afford it right now. Yeah, like this is a long-term saving for me. Yeah. This is not like, I do not have 50 grand to be throwing at me. But it's, my goal is, by the time I'm 40, for my 40th birthday, which will be the Christmas in
2 years.
3 years.
3 years.
That's your present.
That's my present. I want to be on a beach in a bikini for the first time in my life.
And so the surgery, what are they going to do? Where? What are they going to, how, like, so let's start with the legs. How are they going to remove the skin from the, not how, but like, where do the incisions go? How does
the
it work?
The incision goes from your knee to your groin.
Inside the inner
thigh.
Right.
And it gets lifted. There'll probably be lipo as well for like any of the excess fat pads that are left over.
Okay.
And then
we're just doing the thighs. We're not doing calves, no?
No.
Okay.
If they can't do calves, I might. Yeah. But like, let's.
You're going to have a big scar on the inside of your thighs.
Yeah. Okay. Would that not worry?
But I also have, but I don't show my thighs now because of a massive thighs. Mm. I don't show my thighs.
And also scars fade. There's lasers.
Scars. Yeah, exactly. That's why we go for.
Okay. And
that's a major surgery.
Okay.
These are all.
And they're going to do it all in one go.
We're hoping it's going to be able to do.
Okay. And then you're saying the fupa, which is?
The fatter upper pelvic area.
Yeah.
Which is the top of your.
But does that not fit into part of the tummy tuck? So my
standing
of the circumference tummy tuck is a traditional tummy tuck is hip to hip.
Yeah.
A circumference tuck, which is what you're talking about, is it goes instead of hip to hip, it goes all the way around 360. They lift you up. They basically peel your skin back beyond your belly button.
Yep.
Lift it all down.
Yeah.
Full 360, remove all any excess fat and all excess skin, and they do a 360 degree stapling job where you're stapled back together.
Pretty much.
And you're also stitched the whole way down and the new belly button is pulled through.
Yes, and I'm hoping not to have an FDL, the
fleur-de-lis,
which is the incision from your breast down the middle.
Yes.
He is renowned for finding a way to not have to do that. Yes. That's the go-to for the majority.
So your scar will just be around the bikini line the whole way around.
You can hide it basically underneath your knickers. Yeah.
And then are we going doing arms as well, or is that it?
Oh, I want the arms as well.
Oh, hang on, we missed the boobs.
Oh, sorry, boobs. Go on. Yeah. What are we doing with the boobs?
lifting reduction.
Lift and like boobs are like normal. They look like normal size.
Oh yeah, they look great with like
loads of bra and everything. All right, okay, yeah. Fair enough.
But once otherwise, they're like down hanging down. My
spinal ears like mine.
Exactly.
Two socks with golf balls.
Not that I've seen. Yeah, but like, you know, golf balls in a...
And then we're going to do the arms as well.
The arms as well, yeah.
Oh my God. How long was the surgery going to take?
Sorry, did you also say you're doing a bum lift as well? No.
No, the bum is in the 360. Part of it all goes, like everything gets hoisted and hoisted down.
That's like a huge surgery.
It's a huge surgery.
10 hours?
Oh, yeah.
At least.
Yeah.
You'd
have multiple surgeons working on you.
Yeah, it is...
Are you scared?
No. Not at all.
Really? Have you had surgery, like normal surgery before?
I had a C-section.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's still not the same as like general.
No, but I'm not scared at all because this is...
Something you really want.
I really want.
Yeah.
I can live with my skin the way it is.
You can or you can't?
I can.
Yeah.
I can. I've lived this... The biggest psychological difference for me is when I've gone from 23 stone to 10 stone something.
Mm.
Standing in a mirror.
Yeah.
Naked.
Yeah.
I sometimes still feel like I look like I'm 23 stone, just smaller because my shape of my body, like if you've never been overweight, your body just kind of looks a little bit bigger. But when you're morbidly obese, you get lumps, you get like things are out of shape, you know, and I still have all of those remnants from being 23 stone naked.
Do you really, or is it in your head?
Oh, no, I really do.
Okay.
Like I can't see my belly button.
50 grand's worth, actually.
Yeah.
To monetize it. 50 grand's worth.
I can't see my belly button.
Why? Because the skin is overhanging it?
Yeah, because I've always had an overhang of fat over my belly button and it's still there.
Okay.
So like the fat it's not as dense as it was. Yeah. It has a lot of skin. And like when I went in for my Cool Sculpt, we did we did a check on every single part of my body to see what was still fat and what was skin and everything was skin.
Wow. So your fat ratio is very low, obviously. Now.
My fat ratio, I think it's like 29%.
Yeah,
I think something like that. Mm. Yeah.
And what about the recovery? Do you know how long the recovery is going to be?
Long time.
Yeah, I was about to say you won't be moving for a few weeks.
No,
you're going to stay there.
I'm going to stay there. I have my partner has family in Bethesda, thankfully, so we'll be able to stay
you're like
with
your
them.
Recovery is like, I mean.
And your follow-up. People don't realise, like especially that thing. Property. Like, you can't get in a plane. I mean, you
Two weeks to be moving and motoring, but six weeks before you're, like,
I think it's
normal.
6 weeks before I could even possibly think of leaving the States then go from there.
Why wouldn't you do it here in the UK? Or it's just because you've found this person and you...
Because I trust him.
Okay.
I know somebody who's had surgery with him as well, and her results are phenomenal.
Okay.
He's also does the Housewives.
Which ones?
I'm not
all
sure.
Of them.
I think most of them. But he, like, you know, when...
There is great surgeons here, though, I must say, for a lot of those things. If you were to do them on... If you wanted to do them...
The problem with Irish plastic surgeons and surgeons of that thing is they don't get enough cases. They don't get the caseloads that you wouldn't... It's not that they're not amazing surgeons.
Mm.
They just don't have the caseloads that someone in America might have.
Like Dr. Joseph Michaels, all he does all day is this.
Yeah,
you know, like that's his skill set. Yeah. And he is like... I'll show you. Like I'll send you the like his...
Whereas the surgeons here are doing like 10 different types of surgery and they might do one skin a week, you know?
And this is my body. I've worked so hard to create this body that... I want to make sure that it goes like that, it's in the best hands that I can. And not to say that there aren't other people who could do that, but I trust him.
Okay.
And I want him.
And I'm going to sound like a therapist, right? But like, do you think then will you finally be happy? Or do you think you're going to be, is it a case of like, you'll get that done, then you'll be like, right, I want something else now?
No, I would say I'm happy now.
Are you happy? But you still want to do this as like a little...
I'd love to finish.
Yeah.
I'd love to be done.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, I'd love to just...
And then you know what's going to happen?
Though,
menopause.
Done. Yeah. Oh, one of those. What is like, you know, when you get pregnant, everyone's like, oh, wait now until you, you know, and then now it's like, everyone's like, oh, wait till menopause kicks in. They thought I was in menopause, in perimenopause when I was 32 before I lost weight.
Really?
Because my AMH hormones. Levels were so low.
Wow.
So, yeah, because you were...
Because I was morbidly obese. So,
yeah.
And then 1 month after I reached my goal weight, bing, bang, bosh, pregnant.
Yeah. It's like the, everyone's like the Ozempic babies. It's like just weight loss babies.
Oh, yeah.
You lose weight and your body goes back to... But I mean, could you imagine carrying a baby and what it would do to your body when you're also carrying that much weight? Like it's so hard on your body. Pregnancy, well, it was beat the shit out of me. So
pregnancy is like one of the hardest things on earth.
Yeah.
Like, I actually had a really easy pregnancy.
Yeah.
I would, like, I was completely low risk, which I wouldn't have been at 23. So I was, yeah, I was okayed for a water home birth.
What?
Which is what I wanted.
At 23 stone?
No, this is she'd have lost.
At 10 stone.
Did you have a water home birth?
No, I had the total opposite.
Oh, you had a C-section.
Yeah. I had an emergency C-section after 3 days of
I always remember going into, you know, I was at this yoga class, prenatal yoga class. And afterwards, they were all sitting around and they were having, like, this, you know, a birthing circle. And everyone was talking about their,
Their birth plans.
And everyone was like, oh, and I would like this. And this is my, you know, they have you written out your birth plan? And I was like, yes, I have two requirements for my birth plan, for me to survive and the baby to survive in the end. And they were all like laughing at me, thinking I was being funny. And I was like, no, genuinely, that's
you're
my
probably
plan.
The only one who got your birth plan.
Yeah, yeah. And then it was yeah, so funny, the yoga instructor who was holding this birthing circle, I met her about 2 years later and I was like, hey, how are you? And I was meeting, and she was like, oh my God, I actually thought about you the day I had a baby. And I was like, what? And she goes, I literally was thinking about you. I was laughing at you and that class, thinking that you were being, like, facetious and, you know, dismissive of other people's birth plans. But she's like, she had the worst experience. She had an aneurysm. Sorry, not an aneurysm. She had pulmonary embolism. So she ended up, like, having, like, she nearly died. She was in intensive care, la, 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 la. And she was like, I thought about you the day I gave birth. Like, and she's like, and you had the best plan, like, survive. Yeah. And the baby survived. Yeah. The end.
I'm pretty sure when I walked in and, like, for the induction and I handed in my birth plan, they were like, that's nice. And you could just see them shredding. Yeah. On the side being like, that's lovely.
Yeah.
But yeah, no.
You'd never give your surgeon who was doing your full 360.
Here's my surgical plan.
No. Here's my surgical plan.
No, I would have loved to have had a home birth and still would have loved it. But yeah, Brannock was, he was, is coming I first.
I love that name.
Thank you.
Oh. What does Brannock stand for?
It means foreign Celt in ancient Celtic.
So he's
in
kind
ancient
of
Irish. And
is there Italian Celt?
Vincent, my partner, is Breton, which is a Celtic country.
Very international blood.
We are very international, yeah. And it also means of the crow, and because I wear black all the time. Or of the raven, sorry, because I wear raven. Black all the time. You know, it's just
can I ask
me.
You about your hair? Is that all yours?
It is all my hair.
Oh my God.
I had no hair after weight loss and my baby.
And what happened? How did you get it back?
Blunt cuts. Every single time I got my hair dyed, yeah, I got a Wellaplex treatment.
Yeah.
And
which is like Olaplex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was the Wellaplex. Thing, yeah. And then oiling the ends of my hair.
Yeah.
All the time. So like moisturizing, because we always forget to moisturize our hair because our hair needs moisture as well. And then oiling the full ends of my hair every time I wash it. Reducing heat a lot and using the silky sausage.
What's silky sausage? That thing you put in your hair at night?
Yeah, I look like an absolute show going to bed.
Like, I'm just laughing. I'm like, I was there going tonight with my silk feckin' turban and my things. Yeah. I'm like, how anyone gets laid these days is amazing.
Not at all. Anyway, that's for sure.
Yeah,
not good. Well, you know, sometimes you get surprised.
Whatever floats your boat.
But you know, like me, and I've got a mouth guard and
I have the eye mask, everything, the earplugs.
Cream.
I'm like, get off me.
Yeah.
I'm at the moment, I'm like full retinol. I'm like, don't touch my face.
My virginal face. Don't come near me. Yes, poor Vincent. But yeah, no, it's that treatment. Because I had my hair had broken off and we were all through COVID and everything. So, you know, because I had I lost all my weight through COVID. Yeah. So
you literally emerged from a pandemic.
Yeah. Like a butterfly.
And a mother.
Yeah.
So it was like, it was like complete shock.
Complete life
system. Yeah. It was like,
I went away in COVID and I lived in Dublin. I came out of COVID the other side, living in Galway with a child.
Oh, nice. So,
big metamorphosis. So, okay. We have to wrap up. Have any questions you'd like to ask us?
Yeah.
Oh.
Last question. No.
I don't think so. No? I didn't think of a question to ask you. What's your favorite treatment?
Oh, God. Botox. It's obviously Botox. Yeah.
Yeah.
The end.
But first, Botox.
Put first and last.
Yeah,
forever.
Like, it's the only thing I'd like, you know, sell myself or like everything else is like, yeah, like it's just, it's Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Botox is at the bottom.
Yeah.
Above food.
I'd be filler. Yeah.
Good filler.
Yeah. Good filler.
So we're all like writing down, Dr. Sana, where is she based?
Sandyford or Maynooth.
Where in Sandyford?
In the cubes. Yeah.
She's there.
Where in the cubes? Here's me going. I'm not going.
I'm going to the sauna bird.
I go to Sandyford all the time. Somewhere. Well, my kids are in jump zone.
Do you know where Pizza Hut is?
No.
In Sandyford.
No. It's in. I know where Starbucks is.
Yeah, it's right there.
Beside the Duns.
Near there. She's right there. She's there on Monday. Every second Monday.
I always think someone's set up a test clinic in, you know, those jump zone places. So your kids are having
please,
the party.
Could they please do that or something?
And a wine. A wine bar.
And a hairdresser. And a hairdresser.
Yeah. So anything.
Yeah. I was to, my friend runs Brown Sugar and I was like, would you not set up a whole beauty salon with a big glass, glass thing? And the kids could be downstairs jumping around and you could be upstairs.
Soundproof glass. It's like the Elephant Castle in the Elephant Castle in Lucan, where they have that soft play and right beside it. So we just need like
that for hairdressers, bars, Botox clinics.
Just let the kids run around and,
And we can get our bits done.
Win-win. Genius idea. Yeah. And there's a business plan for you.
There we go.
And on that note, we're going to go and take over the world. So Carla, thank you so much for coming and joining us. And
you can get through to Carla on at Half of Carla on Instagram and TikTok and also
YouTube.
And YouTube.
And that's a wrap, folks, for this week. Thank you so much to Carla Fitzgerald for coming in and sharing your epic journey with us, your body journey, face journey, and TBC on the skin loss or skin surgery journey. So thank you so much. And anyone who wants to contact Carla, you can find her at Half of Carla on Instagram and other social handles. Thank you, Carla.
Thank you so much, guys. And yeah, if anyone's interested in Body Slims, the next program starts on the 25th of September, which is next week.
Yay. Thanks, Carla.
Thanks, guys.
So, the aesthetic advice corner. Ed, what have you got in the mix for us today? I think there's loads in there.
Well, we've got two absolute crackers. Let's kick it off.
Your idea of cracker is not our idea of cracker.
Oh, there you go.
Hi, guys. Hope you're really well. I have a question about double chins and jawlines, my favorite topic of conversation. I have struggled with kind of a slight double chin for essentially my entire adult life, and I've tried to get little fat dissolving fillers, and I have found they've like kind of worked, but they haven't really given me the result that I've wanted in terms of kind of fully getting rid of it, but just also having that really super defined jawline. Is filler the only option? Are there other things I can get to kind of tighten up that area and get it really, you know, slick, sleek? What do I do? Or am I stuck? Will I need to get something really invasive, or can I get something non-invasive? I'm kind of willing to go invasive at this point, but maybe there's just something I don't know about that I know ye 100% will.
Okay.
It's probably your favorite topic.
This is my favorite topic outside of a topic. because it's my problem.
Yeah.
I literally was sitting there earlier going, I fucking hate this angle of these videos because it always sees is this double chin and jawline. Very, very difficult to treat. Very, very difficult. Mm. Lots of things. And I have thrown the kitchen sink at it.
You've never had Kybella. She mentioned in the
I have had Kybella.
Have you?
Yeah. Am I here? This fat pocket.
Did you have the fat pocket? Yeah. Kybella done. And did it work? Obviously.
No.
No. Okay. So Kybella, for anyone, is the fat dissolving injection that the listener was referring to. Or lemon bottle, which is an absolute joke. So don't even bother going there.
Yeah. But Kybella does work for tiny, tiny little pockets. But like, I mean,
like earlobe size tiny.
And also with Kybella, I mean, it's about expectations. So what that caller just said there was like, you know, it didn't do what she wanted it to do.
Yes.
So what you wanted to do is give you
snatched jawline,
a facelift.
Yeah.
It's not going to give you, not a facelift, a neck lift.
Yeah.
So I think with all these things, it's like, yes, it does work a little bit.
A little bit.
Like you might get 20% improvement. And if you're happy with that, with injectables, awesome. But I mean, if that's your problem thing and what you want is the results of a lower face and
what
neck
are
lift.
What else have you done?
Oh, I've done lots of things. So I've done, do you remember that mad thing I did? I've done cool sculpting on my neck.
Yeah, waste time.
I've done radio frequency microneedling, bucket loads of it. I've done.
Has that helped?
It's definitely tightened the laxity of it because I have that lax kind of skin.
Mm-hmm.
I've done lots of radio frequency microneedling. I've done old therapy. I've done, again, all these little things like tightened it up a bit.
A bit, yeah.
I've done radio frequency microneedling, old therapy. I've done M face like lifted the rest of my face but doesn't really deal with the neck thing.
Oh, they do now. They have a new
submental under
there's
the neck.
There's a new little pad that puts just under your neck.
But like, again, right, I think it's all going to give me like a 20% lift, right? But reality is the best thing which has only ever really worked is bucket loads of Botox in my neck. In these. See, look at these.
Yeah.
So for anyone, I have these really, bands, really neck pronounced neck bands. So platysma bands.
And they're the ones that pull your lower face down even further.
So that's why I have this like neck that's like, you know, there's not much here.
Yeah.
So once I relax all those with Botox, it gives me the look of a longer neck.
Yeah.
And then when I put small, tiny amounts of filler around my jaw, it gives me the look of a more pronounced jaw. But as soon as that wears off, I'm back to saggy neck, which I have right now. And the only thing really I think that is going to fix that is going to be the scalpel.
The scalpel. Okay. So sorry, listener.
So yes, you can.
You can try all of these.
Yeah, you can. No, you can do like you can.
They will help a little bit.
The Botox, the filler definitely is the thing that has given me the most immediate result.
But it's short term.
But it wears off. And nothing else has, everything else has worked 20%, 30%, but I need 70% to be happy.
Okay. Book in for that surgery.
This is Dominic Bray. Oh, Dominic Bray, if you listen to this, please give me a free neck surgery and I'll pimp you out forever.
You'll watch him forever?
I'll pimp him out forever.
Oh, you said something else.
Oh, well,
you do that too. Right, next question.
Hey girls, love the pod. Keep up the good work. Quick one for you. Where is the best place to get Botox? Want to do it? Thanks, Mel. Bye.
Can I ask you a similar question?
Oh, I hate this question. Yeah, go on.
Where is the best place to get a husband?
Yeah, I know.
Where is the best place to get a jumper?
Yeah. Amount of people who DM us this question.
But I get why they ask it.
I know why they ask it. And we're obviously saying ask the questions, but it's so specific. Okay. If you want to ask this question, where is the best place to get Botox? We need to ask loads of questions back, which are, what's your budget? Okay, that's the number one question. I mean, realistically, what kind of problem are you looking at dealing with? Is it just a little bit of Botox? Is it forehead? Is it lower face? Is it traps? Is it neck? Is it lips?
But people don't know the answer to that.
Yes, I know. But people need to think of this as a holistic thing. It's not just, I want to do the 11 lines.
Is the point that we like make is that when you go to a proper doctor, who's really experienced, the best thing that you should do is go and say to them, like, say to them, I want to look fresher. How would you achieve that?
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Rather as opposed to saying, I want, Botox. It's like what we were saying earlier about the, you know, the birth plan.
Yeah.
You know, it's like where, what's your birth plan? You'd never ask a surgeon what your surgical plan for your tummy tuck is.
Yes.
So you shouldn't be going into Botox
appointments. Actually, you're right. You should say, where can I go to look fresher? That's probably the question we need to ask. Okay. I mean, the answer is, for us, we've been going to the Dr. Mulrooney Clinic for how long? Far too long now.
Oh, God.
Jesus, 15 years?
10.
That's why I'm 15 years.
I was 30. Yeah. So I'm now 43.
Yeah. So you 13 years, I'm 15 years. So, but like the waiting list is ridiculous. Catherine and Jane, Dr. Mulrooney, they're brilliant. They are
loads of great places.
Loads of great places.
But what you want is, you want a good recommendation based on your demographic area. So like
for where do you live?
And also, I mean, you want to be going to somebody who treats the whole face holistically. Mm. So I think I understand why people sell Botox in areas, like they do this three Botox area thing. Mm. But realistically, your face is not three areas. It's like loads of areas. So you want somebody who's going to say to you, I'm going to treat your whole face as you need it, organically or not organically, but holistically. And charge you accordingly.
And also, it could be a case of you don't need the Botox, you need filler, or you don't need the filler, you need a skin booster or whatever. Like this is it. Like, people saying, where will I go for Botox? You should just say, where should I go to look fresher? I don't mean to like, you know, put the question back on the listener, but I'm just saying.
But also, like, there's no point actually in asking this question if your budget for Botox is maybe 200 quid or 300 quid, you know, once or twice a year, then there is only certain places that you can go for Botox.
Yes.
If your budget is, if there isn't really too much of a budget involved and your outcome is the best that you get your hands on, then we can give you like a recommendation based on that.
Yeah, but if you can drop us a DM, but please tell us where you live, what's your budget, how often you're willing to maintain it, basically, and what kind of areas you're really concerned with, you know, you know, because it's like, you know, this is literally how long is a piece of string on?
Literally, like asking where can I get a jumper? You can get a jumper anywhere. You can get a jumper in Penny's, you can get a jumper in Brown Thomas, and you can get a jumper hand knitted for you by, I don't know,
elves in the North Pole.
Yeah.
Right, that is all we have time for this week. Thank you, as always, for listening. If you want to get in touch with us, we are on at Future Beauty Show on Instagram and hopefully on TikTok this week if we got our act together. And also,
and if you do like this pod, please hit the subscribe button because the more subscribes we get, it feeds into the algorithm, we get better guests, it keeps us on the air, so do us a solid and hit subscribe.
Or send it to your friends on WhatsApp if you like
to see it. And special thanks again to our sponsors who have been very great to us this season. Fifth Avenue Clinic, where looking good means feeling amazing, and time-tested beauty experts for 17 remarkable years. For more, see fifthavenue.ie.
Over and out. See you guys next week.
Fessel with Liz and Nikki, a Go Loud original podcast.
Sponsored by Fifth Avenue Clinic, where looking good means feeling amazing. Time-tested beauty experts for 17 remarkable years. See fifthavenue.ie for more.
Go Loud
sounds better with us.